Good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. Very well indeed. Yourself?
I'm well, thank you. Well, look, congratulations and happy birthday for Charles.
thank you.
Your society has been around for a really long time. So tell me a little bit about, you know, how it formed and how it started.
Sure. It formed the beginning of the 1900s, but it's had a few reincarnations and we're going strong. The current reincarnation started in 2002 and we've got 180 members in New South Wales. There are some in Victoria, South Australia, Queensland and Tasmania. So I think Dickens would be very happy that 207 years on, we're still celebrating and enjoying his work.
Definitely, all the way out here in Australia.
Yeah,
And look, I mean, from what I know about Dickens, he was a bit of an outsider in his time, wasn't he? Like, he came from a kind of poorer family background. And, you know, that kind of society didn't really dominate literary society. So how do you think that that impacted his work?
Sure. He was definitely on a mission. He wanted to let the reading population know about the hard times, excuse the pun, of the poor. So he was very, very keen. You know, he started out as a court reporter, so he was very quick to observe and write down his thoughts, and it kind of blossomed from there. So he wrote lots and lots of, he was absolutely prolific writer. And a lot of his books, there's a thread going through them about the state of the poor. So he did make an impact.
Definitely, definitely. And I think, you know, that kind of background that's so relatable is probably one of the reasons why his writing has sustained relevance with us all these years. Wouldn't you agree?
Indeed, absolutely. And he was able to have a big impact. You know, he wrote about the schools of the North, which were shocking, very Dickensian, as we would call it. And we know that his Queen Victoria, read his books. So that was really important too.
Yes, yeah, that's quite an achievement. and so, yeah, like, tell me a little bit about the types of meetups that your society has now.
Sure. So we catch up 6 times a year and we celebrate his works. And so we have people come in, like we have a doctor coming in this year who's talking about what exactly was wrong with all of those Dickens characters, you know, that fainted and that had dropsy. And, so that'll be a good one. We have antiquarian bookseller who's talking about the joy of collecting Dickens. We have talks about Dickens and his queen, Queen Victoria, who was born 200 years ago this May. And then this year we're having a weekend away in Manly, which will be wonderful. And
definitely.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah,
we're sponsoring Dickens' great-great-granddaughter, Lucinda Dickens Hawksley, is coming out to speak. So that'll be wonderful. She's really keyed up about the event. And having Anne Schofield talking about mourning jewellery. Yeah, some gorgeous speakers, so that'll be a great weekend.
It does. It sounds like a great weekend. And for anyone looking to get involved, they can just head over to your website.
Absolutely. Excellent. That would be wonderful.
Yeah. Look, thank you very much for joining us, Louise. And happy birthday again to the man, Charles John Huffham Dickens. And thank you to Louise Owens, the president of the New South Wales Dickens Society, part of a global community keeping his legacy alive.